I have Sean O'Toole on the phone. Good morning to you, Sean. Tell us about what's happening at Mount Panorama this weekend, please.
Okay. Firstly, Don, thank you very much for having me on. We very much appreciate your time this way. Okay, Mount Panorama, we have got a walk for veterans. We are mostly, so far, a group of vets from all over Australia trying to raise money for legacy and homeless vets. The program we're running this weekend is Walk for Veterans. Our hope is we have many of the local people and many other people come along, donate to some money and their time and walk around the Panorama Raceway. We'll gather up at around 7:30 and the Mayor, Taylor, will kick us off at 8:30 and we'll start to walk the track. Around the track, if you don't mind me going on too much here, around the track, we've got 5 stations that people can stop if they can't do the whole circuit, and we'll have a bus running around to pick people up. We'll have basically a follow-me structure, so we'll all leave in a group and we'll follow a car, or I think we've got a car organised. But on Saturday, we'll be in town at the bike show, and we'll have a little store there, and people can come along and catch up and get more details from us. After the walk, now the walk has to finish by 12. We have to get off the circuit, but between 8:30 and 12, so we hope we can all make it. Mm-hmm. But when we get off, Woolworths have kindly supplied plenty of sausages and bread. We're going to have a free sausage sizzle for anyone who might be there. Now, the muster point to kick off in the morning is in Harris Park. You'll see us all there because we'll all be in our uniform. We all wear a little uniform when we go to these different events and promote for veterans.
So, now, who is you? Sorry, can you just tell me about the organisation that you are representing?
Okay, the organisation we're representing is called Scooterville. Normally what we do, we ride scooters in all states. So we have an event in Queensland, New South Wales, Vic, and soon to be in Tassie. And it's really vets getting together. So it's that sort of, if you like, feeling. So, and you get locked into an early start, you kick off and you ride these motorbikes. And we end up in pubs, clubs and RSLs predominantly with our little buckets, putting our hand out for money. And most people are quite generous when they realise it's going to legacy and the vets. So that's predominantly what we do. We're trying to get bigger events. We hope, and the weather looks great for down here. We hope we can kick it off down here and make a good start. It's very hard to judge. Not too many people have registered online, but we're not deterred by that. So, that's what we do. All the money goes to legacy. We don't use any money for accommodation or anything silly like that. We sleep in sheds at showgrounds predominantly.
Okay. Now, Trevor was telling me there's a large number of homeless vets around the country. Is that still the case?
True. It's there is. It's in the thousands, believe it or not. And, there's a myriad of reasons, I'd imagine, why, they take that position. But a lot of them just need help. I don't want to be negative here, but the suicide rate for vets is through the roof compared to other parts of society, and it's a shame. they fight for their country and they deserve to be helped back. So,
very good. Okay.
So, Donnie, are you coming?
Depends on the weather, Sean. Depends.
Listen, I've got Mr. Google here telling me the weather is going to be fantastic. It'll be cool, but fantastic.
Thanks for telling us, Sean. Now, just reiterate again, please, what time you need to assemble on Sunday?
Great. Okay, we mustered at Harris Park, which is right on the, as you enter the circuit on the right-hand side there. We'll have people there to push cars around and where they've got to go and that sort of thing. And we're going to get together at between 7:30 and 8:30. People are to register. We've got some compliance where we have to have people tell us who they are and that sort of thing.
Yep.
So we hope that doesn't take too long. When that's done, the mayor is going to kick us off. So Mayor Taylor is going to kick us off. And we'll just walk as per where the cars go, anti-clockwise around the circuit.
Yep.
And we've got safe stations, if you like, respite stops, where if people can't do the whole walk, they can stop there, they get water, and we can pick them up later.
Well, I hope it works out well for you, Sean, and that a lot of people do turn up. Bathurst is pretty renowned for people making decisions at the last moment for all sorts of events. So,
well, we hope they show up, but we're not going to be perturbed. We're going to push on, and we hope to make this an annual event and that we can all be proud of.
Okay.
So, okay.
Thank you, Sean, very much for taking the time to talk to 2MCE this morning.
Likewise, Don. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Sean O'Toole from the Scooterville organisation, which is raising funds for legacy and homeless veterans.